Good morning, guys, fellas, ladies, gents. What's popping? So one of the things I wanted to talk about today was a lesson I learned. I learned a very, very, very valuable lesson. I would say the lesson that I learned was that nobody's gonna fucking save you. I know that was hard. It was real harsh. But that was the truth that I just came to today. I think my whole life I've been waiting for someone to save me. And today I realize that no one's going to save me but me. And I think that's hard. It's hard because I think the hard part for me is that I'm always saving people, but no one's here to save me. I don't know. It's hard. While I'm recording this podcast, I'm also processing my own feelings. So if you guys hear me pause for a long periodically time, that's what it is I'm doing. Like, when I tell you guys this is a process, this is a process. Like, whew. I feel like what's happening to me is that as the days are going on, I'm realizing that I was waiting for someone to save me. All of my actions, everything I've done in life is for someone to save me. And yeah, that was interesting. That perspective that someone was going to save me, because no one is. As far as like the steps, like I told you guys, I don't know. I'm still working through my own feelings. I can tell you guys I'm in therapy and I'm about to start going twice a week because like I need help. But I have really learned this process this week that I need to start taking steps to save me. And that is all the way around. That's mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially. I need to save me. And the first step to doing that, or the first step my therapist gave me to do that, was to practice healthy entitlement, which I think I talked about in the first episode. The second step is something that affects my customers, my clients a lot more, because it's the one directly related to them, and that is the prices going up. I read a wonderful quote the other day by my good PR friend, Erica Diaz, and she said, "You cannot have a work-life balance if you are consistently undercharging for your services, because nothing in the world is going to save a 16-hour workday when you should have been working for 3. And the truth of the matter is, I've been working 19 hours a day when I should be working 5. Because I do need to put in more work, but I need to put in more work smarter. And working smarter means that I can no longer charge these ridiculously low prices for my photography services anymore. I think my photography prices, from what I can see, especially like comparing apples to apples, because I don't believe in comparing apples to oranges. And a lot of my customers, or not my customers, but a lot of my fellow photographers and videographers are charging, you know, $800 and $900 for a shoot. Now, granted, like, listen, I will get there one day, but today is not that day. However, today is also the day that I can no longer offer $50 for one look. I can no longer offer $50 for a look anymore. Like, I just can't do it. I am struggling beyond reasonable doubt to get to the places I need to get to financially. One of them is because my prices are too low. The second one is because I simply have not stepped into my power yet. I have not stepped into the place where I realize my worth, what I should be charging, why am I not charging these prices. Like, I just figured out all these things. And so, well, I didn't figure them out. Let me not take credit. My therapist figured them out. And then I was like, oh, you're right. Never thought about that. So let's fix that. So this week has definitely been quite a transformative week, to say the least. And so I definitely wanted to talk about that. I think these solo episodes, by the way, side note, I think these solo episodes that I do are definitely going to be a lot shorter. They're going to be a lot more like speaking from the heart, because these are definitely inspired by what's happening in my current life around me, or what's happening not even just to me, but around me. So happening to people that I know. This story happens to be super personal today, but these stories that I tell you guys on these solo episodes are definitely inspired. Like, I literally just got off the phone with my mom and I ran into my podcasting room and was like, I'm going to record an episode right now. And I just turned the mic on. Which, by the way, I love being in this new house for that reason. One of many, but that one, because I don't have to set up anything. This room is already set up to record. The mic is in front of me. All I do is hit the record button and I can go. And that lets me get out my self-expression a lot better. But yeah, like, so I just expect these solo episodes to be a lot shorter than the more longer length ones, where it's going to be structured. Probably more than likely going to have like a guest or two. I'm working on some special guests for the podcast, y'all. So, you know, so definitely expect to hear a lot more familiar and unfamiliar voices. But yeah, so fellas, what I want you guys to do, so because every time I come on and I do a podcast, I want to leave with a challenge. And this challenge is going to be to both of us. So it's going to be to me and it's going to be to you. One thing I want to challenge you guys on is working on one way. Tell me one way. You can tell me in the comments. One way that you guys see in your life that you need to work on saving yourself. I feel like everyone has something to work on. And so for my guys out there who are struggling with like self-worth and like understanding your inherent value, and especially those of us who are also in business, for my models out there, like how much to charge for a gig, like start getting to a place where you start asking yourself questions like me, like, are you struggling because you don't have customers, or are you struggling because you're not charging those customers enough? So the customers you do have are not paying you enough money to live. So first think about the money you're charging, and then think about your own worth. Like, what do you feel like your time is worth to whatever you're giving? So like I said to my models, how much should you actually be charging for your day rate? When you work with people, and then like, no, I know that a lot of us, I'm going to divert this conversation to modeling now, because it just brought up a whole nother idea of understanding your worth, and saving yourself. I know as new models, you guys, I get a lot of questions about being a new model, how to be discovered. And then what happens is there's a transition. Once you start to get notoriety, then things are coming at you, but they are coming at you for very low value or free, not no value, low dollar amount or free. And you keep deciding on whether to take the little bit of money or take the free things. And I'll say this, also keep in mind, this is coming from the person who's just now figuring out they need to raise their rates. However, when I first got into the business of photography, I was charging people. I used to charge $50 for 3 looks, guys. Now, if anybody knows anything about photography, that is too low. Like, too low. But guess what? That's what I was charging. One day I was talking with Barry and Jasmine, and they was like, yo, how much do you charge for your rates? And I said, I charge $50 for 3 looks. And they was like, $50? I'm gonna need you to raise those prices today. And I was like, why? I'm scared. And she was like, scared for what? She was like, that's not even $20. That's like $15 a look. That's way too low to be charging for your photography services. Even for a newbie, you know, the least you should be charging, she said, is $25 a look. And that's like your entry level, very beginning. I just started today. And at that time, I had already been doing it for 6 months. And she was saying that you need to raise your prices. So I was like, okay, I'm going to charge $75 for 3 looks. And so from $75, I was like, okay, this extra $25 is cool. So I raised my prices. A year and a half later, I did not raise my prices. And at the time, me, Cindy, JoJo, and Quan were doing this event called Creation Staycation. And we had a guest. And one of the guests came in and was telling us, she's also a photographer, and she was telling us that she makes $350 for a 15-minute mini session. And I said, excuse me? When I tell you, at that moment, I just lost it. Because I'm thinking to myself, I do 3 entire... Oh, by the way, that's 1 outfit. And that's 5 edits. Just so you're aware. And hearing her say that. And not only hearing her say that. Hearing her say that she'll go to Piedmont Park, set up in a location that has the best lighting, and she will shoot 10 or 15 clients in a Saturday. She said mostly it's like teenage kids who their parents want like updated photos of them, like either for college or whatever. And she was like, she'll sit there in the park and shoot 10 or 15 of them and go home with, you know, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for the day. And I just fell back in my chair, because I looked at her work and I was like, this shit is, first of all, her work is amazing. That's first. And I was like, okay, I was a year and a half in at this time. So I was a much better than from when I originally started, but I still knew I had a ways to go. But I still was thinking, my God, like, I can do better than this. Like, I can really do better. And so I was thinking to myself, like, okay, I need to raise my prices. And after she left, I did a video on YouTube where I talked about knowing your worth. And that day, before she left, I changed my prices that day. That's when I went from $75 to $100, I think $100 or $125 for three Lux. But nonetheless, my prices changed that day. And that Creation Staycation was almost another year and a half ago, which means it's time to grow. And so I bring this all the way back around to my current point, which is saying that I'm in the process of growing and changing and learning. And so I challenge you guys to really dig deep. I know it. The shit is hard. I ain't finna fucking lie to you and act like it's some bunch of piece of roses. Listen, my big ass was really, you know, out here crying the other day, and I don't even give a fuck what it sound like or how it's coming across. Like, I'm just being 100% fucking real. That the shit hurts. Change hurts. Because in order to change, something has to happen that sparks your brain, like, in a really dramatic way. Maybe dramatic is the wrong word, but really, a really strong way. And I feel like I really got a wake-up call this week. And so I really, really, really want to stress to you guys that two things happen in life. You either jump off the cliff or you get pushed off. And when you get pushed off, you bound to hit a rock on your way down in the waterfall. So it's better that you jump and you can calculate the risk on your way down, rather than getting pushed down and again blindsided from getting pushed, because you do not know where you're going to end up when you're pushed. That's my final message to you guys. So please, like, take the time. Dig deep inside. Yes, it's hurt. Yes, it's painful. You might shed a few tears. You know what's something really healthy? I learned a long time ago from Psychology Today. It said that if you had feelings or anger that you wanted to get out, he said go to like a park or like a remote place. I mean, if you're in Georgia, there's a bunch of trees in your backyard. Go to your backyard. Go to your backyard. Well, before you go to your backyard, go to Dollar Tree, buy a whole bunch of 50 cent cups and plates and stuff, and then go to your backyard and just smash them. And he said the aggression that you get to take out from that, which might seem minute or crazy to some, but it does help you get your aggression out. And then once you get the aggression out, then you can actually deal with the feelings that have come that have led up to the aggression. So definitely take that in mind with you on your journeys, fellas. You know, I'm just here to help. I know that, like, I definitely wanted to do more in 2020. And me, this podcast is going to be the avenue that I choose to do more on, because it's so much easier for me to just turn on the mic now and speak. So you're about to get a whole lot more. So, fellas, please stay tuned. Be gracious to yourself. Give yourself room to grow. And be kind to yourself and one another. And that's it. I'm logging off. I'm Kirkland, your host of the Exhale Tribesman podcast. Peace out.